I'm James Barton. We're with Springfield Plastics out of Auburn, Illinois.
Well, let's take a moment. You're here at this National Farm Machinery Show. First of all, how would you describe the experience here this year?
It's been just like it always is. There's a lot of people here, a lot of good information. It's just really good to come.
Talk a little bit about some of the things you're talking with folks about from the standpoint of Springfield Plastics.
Well, we're a unique product compared to most of the tiling industry out there. We have the only 100% virgin resin certified pipe in the United States. We have different molds, which makes our pipe stronger. We have the highest and heaviest fittings in the industry. We're just a unique product, and that's what we've come to the Farm Show to show, that we're different. They're all black and round tile, but there's a difference between us and them.
Talk about some of the differences and some of the advantages that the 100% virgin rosin brings to the product.
Well, it makes it stronger. It makes it not have cracks. It makes it not have separations. It makes the longevity of the pipe because you're not getting dirt in the pipe. You're just, instead of getting the silks, you're keeping away dirt from your systems.
James, when it comes to field drainage, I would imagine it's a case of out of sight, out of mind in a lot of instances.
Yes. When they first look at that number, they say, well, that's expensive to put in. But I've had farmers come up to me that I've advised them to try tiling that have told me the payoff, instead of 7 years is what the national average had been at one time, said they paid theirs off in 3 years. So most of them, that when I get them encouraged to try it, even though there's a number involved in it, they've never come back and seen and said, James, I wish you hadn't talked me into trying that thing.
So we're talking about increased productivity?
Oh, yes. I haven't been to a farmer yet that hasn't had at least a 20% yield increase that's tried our tile. I had one guy down in Alabama that I talked into using tile, and he has 35,000 acres, and he said that he got 100% return because it always drowned out, but now that he's got tile, he's getting it product from the field.
So how do we go about determining whether or not we need drainage tile?
If you have dirt and you have a farm and you want more yield, you should have tile.
There are a lot of tile systems in that have been in for a long time, years.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a determining factor that says, you know what, it needs to be replaced?
You'll just see your water's not going down the pipe into the ditch. If you've got a tiling system, go down to the ditch, see if water's coming out of it. There's not water, then there's a failure in their pipe, or something's went up there and built a nest or something. If you ain't got water coming out of your tile system, it's time to look and see what the problem is.
James, for those folks that stop by to visit with you here at the exhibit at the National Farm Machinery Show, what are you hoping that they'll take away after their visit?
I would say that they know that all tile is black and it's round, but there's a difference. And that's what I'm hoping they'll look at us and say, you know, you might have a different product. It might be a little bit more expensive, but the longevity makes it worth the difference. And the customer knows that we don't just want to sell them a product. We want to be part of their family.
So for those folks that maybe didn't have an opportunity to come to the show, where can they learn more about Springfield Plastics?
They can always go to www.spipipe.com. They could call us, come do a tour at our Auburn plant in Auburn, Illinois, and we'd be more than glad to show them how tile's made and what the advantages are to having it versus not.
James, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Well, thank you very much.